I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Dear Zindagi, kaisi ho tum? See, it will be better if you don't ask me how I am doing. I mean, have you been reading the news lately, Zindagi? Protests in Hong Kong and all over the US. The migrant exodus in India. Rising cases every day due to the coronavirus. And now a poor pregnant elephant dying because of consuming firecrackers? I mean, are we even serious right now? Zindagi, you do realize, right? The impact on my mental health after reading all this. Every single day without any stop since almost a month now. Ho kya raha hai yaar? You will not believe how frustrated, angry, agitated, and depressed I've been in the last 1 month. It's like you open the paper every day and there is no sign of hope anywhere. Yes, of course, hum memes to share kar dete hain social media pe, ya fir kabhi kabhi important information bhi. But what are we actually doing to stop this? Yehi sochte sochte maine socha ki tumhe ek khat hi likh dun. Ab you know, the best way to address my mental health is by talking about it. And in my case, writing about it to my dearest friend, Zindagi. So as I said, itna zyada outrage bhar gaya hai na Zindagi, that either I am going to bang my head against the wall or hopefully channelize all this anger and hatred and injustice that I feel on a daily basis into something positive and concrete. तभी मैंने सोचा कि तुमसे पूछूं और तुम्हारी राय लूं जिंदगी साहिबा, what can be done to actually create change rather than only bickering about it and showing some solidarity on social media. Now don't get me wrong जिंदगी, I think social media in these times has definitely brought us together, has allowed us to access first-hand accounts, information that maybe हम वैसे access ही नहीं कर पाते. It creates support. When we get to know that cyclones are approaching or earthquakes are approaching, it allows us to support one another irrespective of wherever our friends are. It gives us the power to talk about issues that matter, and not just to us, but to everybody all over the world. So I do think using social media to communicate, to connect, and of course, talk about issues in these times is definitely a wonderful thing. पर जिस चीज के बारे में मैं आज बात करना चाहती हूँ ना जिंदगी, वो है सेलेक्टिव आउटरेज, और वो है इनएबिलिटी टू एक्चुअली एक्ट अपॉन आवर सो कॉल्ड एक्शन. अब तुम पूछोगी कि ये सेलेक्टिव आउटरेज होता क्या है, और इज दिस अनदर मिलेनियल टर्म एज आवर एल्डर्स कॉल इट. सेलेक्टिव आउटरेज इज बेसिकली व्हेन वी डिसाइड टू पिक सर्टेन टॉपिक्स और सर्टेन बैटल्स टू एक्सप्रेस आवर एंगर टुवर्ड्स देम and completely ignore other things which might be of equal importance. A very good example of this would be ki hum hashtag Black Lives Matter ke bare mein to baat kar rahe hain social media pe, and of course rightfully so. It indeed is one of the biggest problems that we are facing as a humanity, that we still have to profile people based on their color and race. It definitely is something very shameful, and I'm glad that people are speaking about it. Chahe der hi sahi, par kehte hain na देर ही सही अंधेर नहीं. But as I said, मतलब एक तरफ we talk about hashtag Black Lives Matter, but on the other hand, so many of us Indians stay silent when so many of our comrades, friends, people that we know of, people that we studied along with, faced police brutality or random arrests during the CAA and NRC protests. Why didn't we stand up with them? इसको कहते हैं selective outrage. एक और example दो जिंदगी. थोड़ा सा शायद सिंपलर. सपोज अगर हम एक तरफ ये ढोंग रचाएं कि हम इतनी जगहों पे डोनेट कर रहे हैं, हाँ जो करना भी चाहिए, और हो सकता है कोई सोच समझ के डोनेट भी कर रहा हो, यू नो टू एनी चैरिटी or an organization helping migrants or people affected by the cyclone. But on the other hand, we stop paying salaries to our house helps just because they're not coming to our houses during, of course, the coronavirus. Don't you think that is us being two-faced and, again, showing our outrage selectively? Ek taraf, we're realizing that we should help people who might be more needy, might be suffering slightly more than we might be during this pandemic. On the other hand, jo log hum pe dependent hain, jo log apna ghar chalate hain, humse tankha leke, wahan pe to we close the tap. This is what is called selective outrage zindagi. I hope ab tum bhi samajh gayi ho ki ye selective outrage hota kya hai. Now my problem with this is that so many of us woke people or millennials or social media educated folks dhol to bahut peet rahe hain hum, but we're actually not doing anything about it and raising our voices for issues that are equally important rather than just picking selective topics to speak about. Ab of course, rightfully you will ask, to chhaya hum iske bare mein kar kya sakte hain? The only thing that anybody can do zindagi is by using their voice and the platform that they belong to talk about everything and anything that is important. If you think that this issue is important, you should support it. You should talk about it and you should raise your voice against it or for it. Chahe wo climate change ho, chahe wo migrant exodus ho, chahe wo plastic consumption ho, chahe wo apathy towards elderly ho during the coronavirus, ya fir it is about people being two-faced. I think hamare paas jo hamari awaaz hai, jo hamari zuba hai aur jo hamari soch hai, ye bahut hi valuable weapons hai that must be used rightfully and in equal doses. But the question is, zindagi, hum wait kis cheez ka kar rahe hain? Why are we not actually creating change right now? What are we waiting for? Mujhe pata hai ki tum soch rahi hogi ki bahut hi heavy letter ho gaya ye. But isn't that needed, zindagi? I mean, we talk about everything under the sun, and I thought it's time that we talked about certain things which are getting missed, which are not being spoken about, and which need you and I to talk about them. तो यही लिखना था आज और यही कहना था तुमसे. आई एम श्योर मेरी आवाज़ तुम तक पहुंची है जिंदगी, एंड आई विल वेट फॉर योर रिस्पॉन्स एंड सपोर्ट, बिकॉज नो मोर सेलेक्टिव आउटरीच फ्रॉम माई एंड. एंड आई होप ऑल द रीडर्स एंड लिसनर्स ऑफ आर लेटर ऑल्सो रियलाइज द हार्म ऑफ सेलेक्टिव आउटरीच एंड एक्चुअली रेज देयर वॉइस एंड स्टार्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट थिंग्स. कॉन्वर्सेशंस आर वेरी नेसेसरी एंड आई थिंक इवन मोर सो इन टुडेज टाइम. What do you think, Zindagi? Chalo, I think मैंने बहुत बोल दिया और अब तुम्हें थोड़ा सा ब्रेक देती हूँ. मैं इसके बारे में सोचती हूँ that how can I actually implement change and not just talk about it. तब तक तुम अपना ख्याल रखना जिंदगी, and जिंदगी, so much love to you. तुम्हारी छाया.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.